It's Monday, January 14th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. China is now establishing church-free zones near schools while asking local churches to share lists of youth members, reports Bitter Winter magazine. A document entitled Implementation Plan on the Special Governance of Private Christian Gathering Sites, which was issued by the Bureau of Ethnic and Religious Affairs of a city in the northern Shaanxi province, calls for the removal of churches near colleges and universities. Communist China's fear of religion has reached its new height in the past few months, resulting in the intensified crackdown. James 1:2-3 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." The European Court of Human Rights ruled last Thursday against a Christian German homeschool family whose 4 children were forcibly removed by 33 police officers and 7 youth welfare officers in August 2013. Incredibly, Europe's top human rights court ruled in the case of Wunderlich versus Germany that German authorities did not violate the rights of the Wunderlich family. Homeschooling has been outlawed in Germany since 1918. Understandably, the family wanted their 4 children, whose ages range from 11 to 18, to be educated in an environment compatible with the parents' religious convictions. The Worldview spoke with Mike Donnelly with the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund in Portugal over the weekend, which has been defending the Wunderlichs for the past several years.
The family had been living peacefully in Germany for the last few years. It's not clear what the decision means for them. It's possible that the German authorities could renew their pressure on the family. They have left the family alone for the last several years. We just don't know what's going to happen. We are planning to appeal the case. That is our plan at this point. But it's very disappointing what the European Court decided.
The European Court of Human Rights ruled that there was no violation of Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights in Wunderlich's case. Article 8 states that everyone has, quote, the right to respect for his private and family life, his home and his correspondence, and that there shall be no interference by a public authority with the exercise of this right, except such as in accordance with the law and as necessary in a democratic society in the interests of national security, end quote.
The German Supreme Court denied their case, wouldn't even hear the case, and then we took it to the European Court of Human Rights complaining that Germany had violated their rights under the convention, which basically guarantees that families have a right to privacy and family integrity. We felt that Germany, by taking the children by force just because the children had been homeschooled, was a violation of their rights. The court previously has held on a number of occasions that Germany's actions to ban homeschooling are within what the court calls the margin of appreciation for a country to be able to decide its own laws and decide how to interpret and enforce its own laws. We feel that this is an error. We feel this is a very wrong decision. We may be able to appeal the decision.
If the Democrats won't vote to fund our southern border wall, U.S. Air Force veteran Brian Colphage decided on December 16th that he would personally raise the money through a GoFundMe page called We the People Will Fund the Wall, reports Christian Headlines. He wrote, quote, "If the 63 million people who voted for Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall," end quote. In just under a month, 336,448 people have donated $20,132,662 for the wall. The campaign's goal is to reach $1 billion, CBN News reports. In an interview on Fox Business Network last Wednesday, Colphage explained why the Democrats in Congress are fighting against the wall.
Well, they're playing games. They want to have illegal aliens in this country so they can control the people. They want to control the votes. They want to control things. It's all a political agenda. They're not listening to the constituents. They're not listening to what the people want. They don't want Trump to have the win.
Apparently, he was unable to work through the federal regulations to transfer the funds to the federal government, so the money is being refunded to the donors. And finally, the head of the Episcopal Church, Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, sounded terrific as he preached the sermon at the royal wedding of Prince Harry and actress Meghan Markle. But Bishop Curry took an unbiblical stance as he punished New York Bishop William Love of the Episcopal Diocese of Albany for refusing to allow homosexual wedding ceremonies to take place at his diocese, reports the Christian Post. Last year, the Episcopal Church General Convention passed Resolution B012, which allows congregations to perform homosexual weddings even in dioceses where leadership objects. The new policy took effect on December 2nd. New York Bishop William Love wrote, quote, "Sexual relations between two men or two women was never part of God's plan and is a distortion of His design and creation, and as such is to be avoided. To engage in sexual intimacy outside of marriage between a man and a woman is against God's will and therefore sinful and needs to be repented of, not encouraged or told it is okay," end quote. Leviticus 18:22 declares, "Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.